Steve, how many places can you think of in Illinois that begin with Lincoln or have Lincoln in them?
A lot.
Go.
Lincoln Way High School, Lincoln, Illinois, Lincoln School in Chicago.
Lincoln Park, Lincoln Square, Lincoln
Village,
Wood.
Lincoln Village.
There's Lincoln Park Zoo.
Lincoln Park Zoo. Phil and I were talking about some restaurants. And
there's the Lincoln, what's the Lincoln Diner on Irving Park? Is it?
Don't know that. Yeah. I'm actually thinking of neighborhoods and towns that have the word Lincoln in it, besides
Lincolnshire.
Location. Well, that's it. So Phil was telling me about a restaurant. Where was it? Was it in Lincolnshire?
Lincoln Wood.
It was in Lincoln Wood.
Very close.
There's always around the malls. That's how you can know these places, at least me.
Now, Lincoln Wood doesn't have a mall, so...
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah, and McCormick and...
McCormick and something or another.
Yeah. Phil, don't
I'm
test
way behind
her.
On my shopping.
Do
I'm
not
sorry.
Test her with the malls.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
You be the food expert. She'll be the
That's
shopping.
That's how I learned the roads, actually, if I was going to Woodfield or Old Orchard.
Well, so he was telling me about the restaurant in Lincoln Wood. And I thought, oh, well, that's not too far from where I live. No, that's Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park. If you're in Lincoln Park, Lincoln Wood's a bit out of your
range. We'll hop in the car 5 minutes before our reservation. We won't be on time. Phil Vitella is the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. He normally joins us Wednesdays. We asked him to come in today, Thursday. We really appreciate you saying hi. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, thank you.
Travel to Bologna at Italy's latest pop-up. You just wrote a little blurb. Was this you or was that one of your colleagues?
No, I wrote that.
He looked at it twice like, now
I know,
I
have
say?
To look at my own bylines and I don't
You wrote Via Bologna, a pop-up restaurant, and Enoteca?
Enoteca.
What's that?
Wine bar.
I'm going to cross that out.
Enoteca sounds so classy.
In English, please.
Yeah, we've already had that conversation.
Do I have to change it to Bologna Way then instead of Via Bologna?
Let me just finish the sentence you wrote. Debuted Friday at Italo on East Ohio. That's downtown here, featuring food, hands-on pasta demonstrations, and tasting of wine, balsamic vinegar, prosciutto, and cheese. So this is in Italy.
Yes, it's in one of the rooms in Italy on the second floor.
Yeah. So what did you think of the food? Have you tried it yet? Or
I
just
haven't.
Tell
no,
us about
it again? They just started it last weekend.
How is the food and beverage in there generally at Italy?
Generally, it's terrific.
Really?
Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of formal seating and eating, but there are lots of little food stations. There's a pizza station. There's a sandwich station with a roast beef sandwich I'm in love with. And there are a couple of the places where you can just get gelato and lots of other places
and
like
wine.
That.
Yeah.
And wine.
And the wines are pretty good too, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's terrific stuff.
You're not a food snob, are you?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. I think it would be easy to dismiss a Disneyland of Italian food, which is what I think Italy is. Now I sound like a snob,
on what you feel of Disney World.
Maybe it does, huh? And I'm like, oh, really? Is this real Italian? Is this real good Italian? It's got kind of this, you know, the glitz is maybe more important than the actual stuff. But you say it's pretty good there.
Yeah, I think the products they bring in are terrific. And I wish I could afford to buy all their stuff.
You also wrote in the Chicago Tribune about Phil Stefani. What are you saying about Stefani Prime?
Well, I made a joke that on two levels. Prime refers to the quality of the steaks there. But it's also like Phil Stefani's still in his prime. His first restaurant opened in, I want to say, 1980. And yet he's just opened this place, and it's contemporary, and it hits all its marks. And he's never changed his formula over the years. He does good quality steaks and seafood and Italian specialties. And he does that a lot, and he does it all the time. But he's been incredibly successful at it. He's got, I've lost track of how many restaurants he has. He has all the Tuscany restaurants. Tavern on Rush. He has Riva out there. He's a partner in the... the Broken English Taco places. His organization runs the Castaways Bar, which is up on North Beach.
Oh yeah, right. That's him. Really?
That's him too.
I have not been in there. Is that? I mean, what a great location! It looks fun. Is it any good?
I've never been in there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what's the specialty? What did you like at Stefani Prime? What should I order?
Well, if you really want to get into it, you get the tomahawk rib chop, which is $100, but it feeds too. It's this monster 36-ounce rib chop on the bone. They bring it to you on a cart, and it's just propped up, so it's very dramatic. And they slice it for you at the table, and and it's a delicious ribeye. I prefer the veal valdostana, which is a big veal chop with prosciutto and fontina cheese, kind of broiled on top.
You wrote in your review about the staff there, too. You said, on my second visit, Sam the bartender remembered the cocktail I'd enjoyed more than a week earlier. My third, the hostess remembered where she'd seated me the previous times. Servers know the menu so thoroughly. In more detail than the menu provides, they seem almost disappointed when you don't ask questions. Was that because you're Phil Vitale, do you think? Or do you think everybody gets that treatment?
From what I can tell, everybody gets that treatment, but my radar is always out for, are they being nice to me for me? I don't think Sam the bartender knew who I was or anything, and Sam the bartender laughed at my joke, so we had this instant rapport.
Best bartender ever.
Ever.
What did you order? What was the drink?
Now I've forgotten. I'll have to call Sam.
That's because you had six of them.
No.
You also wrote, so that's Stefani Prime, which is in
Lincolnwood,
which is not near Lincoln Park.
No, it's right. You know what? It's the Tui exit off the Edens Expressway, and that's where you're going to be. You're going to get off there, you're going to drive about a quarter mile south, and there you are.
What is your take on Taste of Chicago?
Well, it's an amazing success story. This is going to be the 38th Taste of Chicago when it shows up in July, and they still draw a million plus people. Right, a million and a half people and in 5 days. That ain't nothing.
So that's over at Grand Park still?
On Grand Park, right. They take over.
The very first one was on Michigan Avenue. Do you remember that?
The very first one was right here in 1980.
They closed off the streets.
On the 4th of July.
I know. There was tents and music, and we were all out there, and it was really fun and special. And I think the consensus, and maybe this is, I don't know, what do you think of this, is that it's run its course. That it's not as interesting. It's overpriced. There's long lines. There's it's too crowded. I don't know. What is your thought about all that?
Well,
it's not special anymore.
I'd qualify that. I'd say, yeah, those are valid arguments, and it's one thing that taste people should sit down every year and say, all right, how do we make this more interesting? One of the things they've done in the last few years, in addition to cutting it down to 5 days, which I think really helped, it became less of a chore for the restaurants who are participating. They also came up with the idea of the pop-up restaurants, where certain restaurant people can come in and just work for a day or two, and that's less of a strain on them because you have to staff the Taste of Chicago site, and you have to keep your restaurant open, so suddenly you need all these extra people. So that was helpful. And then inviting the food trucks. And now we're going to have something like 20-something food trucks on the Taste site as well, not all at the same time, but still. That gives people another option that they wouldn't have had.
July 11th through the 15th, so the week now after the 4th of July.
Right.
The 11th through the 15th in Grant Park, 38th Taste of Chicago with 26 first-time restaurants there.
Yeah.
Two James Beard winners.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. With Arun Sampathivivet, who has Arun's restaurant, won Best Chef. Actually, at the time, it was called Best Chef Midwest. Now we call it Great Lakes because we split the whatever. And he won Best Outstanding Chef for this region back in 2000. And
for what restaurant?
Arun's.
Arun's. Okay, so if you're walking around going, hey, there's Arun's, let's try that.
And he's there all 5 days, which is really nice.
And then Sun Hua Barbecue?
Right, that's up on that's up on Broadway. It was a recipient this year of, one of the recipients of James Beard Foundation's America's Classic Restaurants.
Eli's will be there, Lou Malnati's will be there, some of the ones you would expect will be there. Mm-hmm. Any others of the new ones maybe that you would recommend I make a point to search out while I go?
There was a place that was actually at the event when they made all these announcements, and it's called Chesa's. It's a gluten-free restaurant. They're based on the South Side. It's a woman runs it. Her name is Chesa, and she was doing some. She was passing out a chicken dish and some other gluten-free little veggie thing that was really tasty.
Huh.
Had a little spark to it. So when Taste opens, that's going to be one of the first ones I hit.
Chesa's. It's a 148. Yeah, I can't ask you how they did this year. They haven't done it this year.
I've never been here before.
Phil Vitale's in our studio. Let's pause. Come back and answer the question that we were asking our listeners before the break.
Sure.
We were all talking about the rant that an attorney went on in a restaurant.
I saw that.
You saw that? Okay, what do you say about that in a minute? Man walked into a restaurant in New York. Everybody was speaking Spanish. He said this.
Your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking.
Very violent. I mean, sometimes they do.
He spoke it. She's speaking it. It's America. I will be following up. And my guess is they're not documented. So my next call is to ICE to have each one of them kicked out of my country. If they have the balls to come here and live off of my money, I pay for their welfare.
He says, my guess is they're undocumented. My next call is to ICE. And they said, well, go ahead and call ICE. And then he fat-shamed them, and then he stormed out, and everybody cheered. The point was, Phil, and I said this earlier, who should be speaking what language in the restaurant? We had different opinions about it. What do you think about this whole scene?
Well, if you walk into a restaurant and the person who's taking your order addresses you only in a language you don't speak, you probably have a gripe. If you're in a restaurant and two people are talking to themselves, not having anything to do with your business, but you notice they're speaking a language you don't understand, well, they weren't talking to you. That's not a problem. We go into ethnic restaurants all the time, and people in the back are talking in a different language.
Yeah.
It's efficient.
In this case, Fresh isn't an ethnic restaurant.
No.
It's a salad joint.
Right. It's a little bitty place, but I don't get that. I do not understand the source of that anger. This guy's an attorney. He's obviously making a fair amount of money. He's got a place in Manhattan, whatever, and he needs to pick on counter servers? It's appalling.
He is a self-employed attorney.
Mm-hmm, not
and,
for long.
That's it. I said he's going to get fired. Well, he's not going to get fired. He works for himself. But I don't think this helps his business much. Maybe it does. He's a relatively young man, fit, good-looking, well-dressed guy who just went on a tirade.
Yeah. I mean, by all real accounts, he's probably... The world is treating him fairly well right now. You know, he's
so what? What's your point?
So why is he angry? At whom is he angry? First, he tells them he's undocumented, and then he says he pays for their welfare. Well, which is it? Because if you're undocumented, you don't get welfare.
That's true.
So you're not paying anything for them if they're undocumented.
But one of us, when we were talking about it earlier, said this, that the staff, if the customer base is predominantly English-speaking, even to themselves, should speak English, because maybe some of the clientele will be uncomfortable if they see these people speaking in a language they don't speak. Your thoughts?
I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
I don't see that. I don't see how a foreign language is. I hear too many foreign languages, and I'm thinking, boy, I really am stupid. I never learned another language. Instead of snapping my fingers and saying, excuse me, but you should be... Now, if they're saying something in a different language while they're pointing at me and suppressing giggles, I have a gripe.
Different animal.
Right.
From 630 area code, hey, John, this guy, the attorney in the video whose audio you just heard, should never go to a nail salon. By the way, 847 said, just looked up Stefani Prime on Google Maps. It is south of Tui on Google Maps, not north of Tui.
Did I say north?
If you did, then make sure you go south
off
of the Edens. Phil Stefani's new place, Stefani Prime.
Yeah. Hang a right at Cicero.
Where are you eating tonight?
I haven't made plans for tonight yet. I'm going to see what the day brings me.
Well, you haven't made reservations for anywhere?
Not yet, no.
You know where we kind of like to go? We were there the other night. My son and his wife and my other son and Brenda and I went to Cara Mio, which is an Italian place near Ravenswood. It's one of those BYO wine places, too, which is kind of nice.
Very nice.
Because you save money on the bill. You get the wine you want. You get as much as you want. And Cara Mio, we like that place pretty well.
Nice.
There's a shout out to them from me. Hey, John, go ahead, Phil.
My favorite thing at BYO restaurants, and it happens from time to time, they have been trained so well in wine service that when they open my wine for me and begin to pour it in the glass, they pour a sample.
I know. What are you going to spit it out and go, no, take it back?
I so wanted to do like a Three Stooges spit take and just like, oh my.
Somebody do that and report back to us. I want to know how that plays out.
Video or it didn't happen.
You spit it out, they take it back, and then a minute later they go, sir, you brought this.
That's right, yeah.
You're an idiot.
I've got ginger ale for you.
All right, I'm out of time. Phil, it's always a pleasure to read you
and see you.
Thanks for coming into our studio. You can read Phil Vitale in the print editions of the Chicago Tribune or online at chicagotribune.com/dining. Will you join us next week?
I will.
Hey, when you go to The Taste, maybe I should come along.
Hey, that could be fun.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
Yeah.
Violetta, you should bring your video equipment, and we'll make a. Can we make a video, or how do you feel about that?
We'll see. Well, I've done them before, and what we usually do is
because I know you need to be anonymous,
right? They put the camera at ground level,
and
I get a you get a cankle-eyes view of Taste of Chicago with my voice somehow audible.
Well, you can show us everything, and we'll taste it on camera.
Yeah, that's what it is. You need some faces in this. God bless your ankles. I'm sure they're lovely.
You guys just invite yourself to Phil's parties? That would just happen.
Yes. Yeah, and are you trying to get invited now?
Sounds like it.
All right. Nice to see you, Phil.